Dennis from Australia is talking about Christmas in his country.
Well, the first thing you must know is that our Christmas is a really hot one. Usually temperatures are around 35 degrees Celsius or even more. That means lots of Australians enjoy their Christmas dinner on a beach or at their swimming pools. However, don't forget that for Australian school kids, the time before Christmas is exam time, because their summer holidays begin after Christmas, and so for them it's double stress, finding the right presents and getting good marks in their final tests. Another thing, Australia has a population of 18 million people, and many of them have come to Australia from different countries, so there are in fact many different Christmas traditions. Today, a lot of Australians don't have traditional Christmas dinners, but meet friends and relatives in their gardens, in parks, or even on the beach for a picnic or a barbecue. If people want to have a traditional Christmas dinner at their homes, they prefer cold turkey. It's much too hot for roast turkey. There's also a lot of seafood served. Remember, there's the sea all round Australia. So people could have ham or even pasta dishes, and there's always loads of ice cream and delicious sweets and desserts to finish the meal with. The time before Christmas, there are Santas everywhere. But they don't come on sleighs pulled by reindeer. Where I live, the local firefighters drive a Santa Claus round town on an old fire engine. Often Santa Claus arrives on a surfboard or on a life-saving boat on the beach.
Hanifa from New York is talking about Ramadan in her town.
When the month of Ramadan begins, my family and I wake up before sunrise. We have breakfast together and pray. We are not allowed to eat till after the sun has gone down again. Why is Ramadan important for me? First of all, for me, it brings our family closer together, because outside Ramadan, we all eat at different times and don't see much of one another. Secondly, Ramadan teaches you to control yourself, your wishes, and your body. I don't find it hard to fast for a day, although this means sitting in the school cafeteria, watching the other kids enjoy their lunch. What is a problem for others, but not for me, is that smoking is not allowed either. And that is not easy for a heavy smoker, as you can imagine. In the evening, when we sit together for our evening meal, we often invite a poor neighbor family over, because Ramadan should bring the whole community together, and not just our family. In fact, as all Muslims in the world pray on the same day, I think this helps Muslims all over the world to feel as one. In Pakistan, where my family comes from, women wear a traditional dress for Ramadan, but for me it's okay to wear everyday clothes, that is, jeans and a hijab. That is a headscarf.